Welcome, man.
Thank you.
Hey,
Glad to be
man.
on here.
Yeah, me too, man. I was excited to see you sign up on the website. Man, that's so convenient. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Anything make the process go smoother, I'm all about that.
Hell yeah. When I first set it up, I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna get people to start using it. I'll just start talking about it on the podcast.
Right.
And if somebody hears it, maybe they can just go there and see. And it started working out well. It's so much easier, especially with people in different time zones.
Yeah.
Because I think you're on Central Time.
Yeah, I'm the same state as May that shot Mike. So we all play together.
Who is it? Oh, May and Airsoft Dad.
Yeah, and Deadshot as well.
Oh, and Deadshot.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah, that's right. Okay. So Deadshot, he does motorcycles.
Yeah, yeah.
He does sport bikes, and I saw on yours you do sport bikes as well. Is that do you guys ride together sometimes?
No, I actually it's kind of a I actually crashed my car while saving for my first sport bike, actually.
Dang.
Yeah, I just mainly do photography of it, so I've been trying to get him to bring out his bike and go to the shit I go to.
Nice. Okay. Dude, I saw on your Instagram, man, way down. When I scroll way down, you have so many really good pictures
I
of sport
appreciate it.
bikes.
Yeah. 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 It's just something I really want to do. I mean, you have all the automotive photographers that dabble into the bikes, but they really don't care for it. You know, that's not their thing. So I'm like, let me change the fucking game. Oh, are there kids watching this? Okay. Let me change
No.
the fucking game and do bikes then.
Yeah, this is so just a brief overview. Any kind of language is fine.
Okay.
Whatever kind of topic that comes up is fine. I don't care.
Okay.
We can talk openly and freely. So, yeah. Hell yeah. And I probably cuss more than most people that come on here, to be honest.
Oh
So,
yeah.
I mean, I'll try to. It just, you know,
It just
it's
fucking
just
happens.
exactly, see? Hell yeah, man. So you're over there by Chicago area.
Yeah, I play at the same field as Deadshot. So I play at Paintball Explosion East Dundee. I live about 30 minutes from there, so I'm not really in the Chicago area.
Yeah, okay.
More like the suburb area of it.
Gotcha. Okay. Is that where you're from? Grew up over there?
No, not East Dundee. I actually grew up in Lake Zurich. Oh, by the way, don't ever visit that town. It's just I don't like the people there.
Who? Which
Lake
one?
Zurich. Lake Zurich, Illinois. Do not ever. I'm not a fan of the people there. I worked there after I moved out of there, and it's just I'm like I realized like, wow, these are the people I hang out with, these pretentious ass, spoiled ass motherfuckers, really?
Oh, really? Oh, is it kind of a
Yeah.
ritzy area?
It's they're not like loaded, kind of like these areas are loaded,
Upper
but they're
middle
more
class?
humble. Yeah, there's
Yeah.
like high middle class, you know, you have they just act entitled. I'm like, dude,
Really?
I am the one providing the print services and the retail services for you. Why are you treating me like shit?
Oh, and they talk down to you and treat you like
Yeah,
shit or
I
whatever.
worked in retail for 2 years, and I'm telling you, do not ever punish yourself.
Right.
Retail is the type of thing where it should replace a military draft. You should be have to work in retail for 2 years versus going to the military. It's terrible. I absolutely do not
Hey,
like it.
that is a good. Hey, we should adopt that system. I like it. Retail and especially food service retail.
Yes,
Okay,
yes.
food service is fucking rough, bro. Okay, yeah. And then I ran the only retail I ever did was I ran a GameStop down
Oh
here in
yeah.
South Carolina the first 3 years we moved here. So from like 07 to 2010, and I was always a gamer, like gaming and shit, and through a connection up north, Cleveland, Ohio, where I'm from, before we moved down here, I was kind of close with the district manager up there. So he was, I told him I was moving down here. He's like, "Oh, I think there might be an opening down in that area." Ended up being like 25 minutes away, 20 minutes away. The store was looking to replace their manager because he was going to
Right.
go open a new store. I was like, "Fuck yeah!" So I ran that store. It was fun. I gotta say, for as far as retail goes, it's and being a manager, as with people, it is one of the easier ones because people like working there. So you hardly ever have people calling out. You know, they almost always show up, right? It's very rare for people to call out. Like, they like coming in, even if it's not, even if they don't want to work that night, they want to bring back their game and swap it out for a different one, because when you're an employee there, you can you use it like the library. It's like you check out you know, a game and bring one back and check another one out. So anyway, it wasn't bad. The customers at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. Now, our regulars were fine, but the customers at Christmas time can fuck off. Okay.
Yeah. 100%. No, that was with every, it doesn't matter if it was Lake Zurich or Hawthorne Woods or whatever customer decided to come to Lake Zurich location for Office Depot, right? They were all 99% of them were either old and didn't give a shit or they were assholes. Office Depot, literally the demographic of Office Depot are literally people as old as my grandfather, maybe even Biden, and they're losing their shit. Or in Lake Zurich, it's spoiled rich bitches.
Oh, shit. What a terrible combination.
It's like, you have literally, you have 70-year-olds throwing tantrums over an ink that we don't have for their 90-year-old printer. Like, I can't control what HP fucking continues or discontinues.
Bro, they don't know how to put it in anyway, okay?
No, no, they don't. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's the worst.
We do, you know, I flip houses and do, you know, side jobs and shit. Like, you know, just basic stuff, you know, remodels and shit. So we're doing a side job about 3 weeks ago. And it was this older lady by herself. She's probably late 70s.
Okay.
Very coherent, very aware, very, you know, just really cool, to be honest. I think I mentioned on one of the other podcasts where when we got there, man, she had coffee made with all these different creamers and shit. She had like pastries that she bought from the store, you know, like more breakfast stuff. Mm-hmm. And super nice, man. But she asked us to help her with her computer while we were there and her printer. It wasn't printing. And I said, the first thing I said was, I think you're out of ink. Oh, I just bought it. And I've heard that before from so many people that I've helped with their computers. No, I just bought it. Yeah, you bought it like 8 months ago or a year ago, and you probably used it twice, but it dries up. I mean, it, or maybe you bought it 2 years ago. I don't know. But you use it way more than you think, and especially the ones that come with the printer. They're like the smaller.
Yeah, they're only, they're the same size cartridge, but they only, from the factory, they only fill them about 25% of the way. You only get about 50 pages on it. So that's, I know all this useless fucking shit from a retail job I worked for 2 years. And it's like, I literally quit and went to the company my dad was working at. I work in pharmaceuticals now, but I work in the clinical trials division. So we're all about helping people get that bottle of hope. They tried everything and either it doesn't work or it works, but their quality of life isn't that great. So we provide that bottle of hope for them. I work in the warehouse, but I did work in the rooms with the labeling and all that. But
gotcha.
Yeah.
That's a big job right now, man. You know, people don't realize how much is involved with.
No, they don't.
You know, that goes on. I know there's always this, you know, negative talk about big pharma and shit like that, which I understand that, you know.
Yeah, I do too.
There, you know, two things can be true. There can be some bad shit going on with that, and bad intentions, you know, or greediness. I get it. But there's also, dude, do you realize, I think people don't realize how great it is that we have good medicine. Like, think about this. And this is something I think about every time I take it. I don't know why it pops in my head, but every time I need to take Motrin, right, like ibuprofen, something as simple as that, something as widely used and, you know, freely accessible and very cheap to buy, okay? It's like a fucking miracle drug for me anyway. Mm-hmm. It works on, like, when I have any kind of ache or pain or whatever, or if I tweak my shoulder or my back at work, I'll take that in the morning. It lasts most, you know, certainly until past lunch. It doesn't react to – it doesn't matter whatever you take, whatever kind of medicine you take, whatever kind of, like, stuff you drink. If you want to, you know, energy drink, like, whatever you put into your body, you can still take Motrin.
Yeah.
And it works. And it, now, how much time and effort, money and trials had to go into getting this recipe just right to be like that. Like,
right. What seems like too many. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it took a lot of money and people that like smart people figuring this shit out to get it to where it's at. And that's just one thing. And all these different, you know, drugs that are out there that help people. So there is some shadiness going on. There is some,
yeah, there is, like, sure. The with the big tobacco industry especially. Bro, yeah,
that's crazy.
No, it's like they're trying to hide and say, oh, this is not the truth, but we all know big tobacco's in bed with the FDA, well, parts of the FDA, and then they're it's a circle, so it's like an evil love triangle, an evil trifecta, if you must. And it's like,
how dare you use trifecta name?
I'm
in there,
sorry.
Okay?
No, that's what they. No, so it's big tobacco goes to the FDA, and then the FDA goes to the corrupt portion of big pharma, and it's just a big circle. And so now that we have vaporizers coming out, I still think that terribly. I quit the vaping recently, so I actually found that the cigarettes were actually less harmful than the vaping, which you would think is actually the opposite way around. But everybody's using those disposables from China, those Alphas and everything like that, so it's defeating the purpose.
So what is I haven't heard anything about the vapes. What's
so we're starting to find out now that e-cigarettes are a little more dangerous than cigarettes, and I've actually actually had a little more negative effects. So I'll smoke a cigarette, right? Or I'll use my dab pen here, right?
Yeah.
I won't cough after vaping. I won't go, but after the e-cigarettes, I will. But then I'll light up a cigarette, and that doesn't happen. So I wonder what's actually in the vaporizers now.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Back when I started smoking and I switched over to e-cigarettes, it was a lot safer. But now we don't know what's being put in the shit now. So I gotta quit that shit. And as soon as I quit the disposables, I'm all fine and dandy now. My lungs are okay and everything. I'm able to go on walks and runs. I'm able to do shit without having to stop. Like, it's like people are smoking a pack a day. It's like after like 5 minutes of doing something, they're like, and that's what I found out. Like, I was actually playing speedball. Actually, I play paintball too, as well as airsoft. I'm starting to do.
I really like that because I love having people on here that are. That are, you know, do both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just playing speedball. I was playing X-ball at Paintball Explosion. They just got their indoor field back. And after every point, I was just like, I was vaping. I'm like, oh, I gotta quit that shit now, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. No, so it's like after every point, I was just like, I had to stay up for 2 points. I was trying to catch my breath. I'm like, I can't do this. You know?
Yeah. And yeah, I tried the vape thing once, and it felt like I was trying to, you know, when you walk into a sauna and it's really fucking hot and steamy.
Yeah.
And you try to breathe in that steam and it fucking just instantly wants to make it made me want to cough like instantly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I was like, bro, it doesn't feel any better.
No,
a cigarette. It doesn't taste any. Well, I guess the taste.
It does taste better. Flavors. It does taste better. I smoked the Marlboro Red. I'm like, ugh. Did I used to smoke these? Ugh.
Bro, when I was in the Corps, we used to smoke. When I was in Okinawa, we used to smoke Camel Unfiltered.
Gross. Oh,
bro.
God.
Yeah, I was just telling this to somebody not long ago. Hannah, actually, out in Cali. I made that comment and she was laughing. She's like, oh my God. Yeah. I was like, yeah. And if you switched to filtered cigarettes after that, you're a fucking pussy. Okay.
I've always smoked filtered cigarettes. I never smoked an unfiltered cigarette. The most unfiltered I had was a cigar. So,
Son, he loves cigars. I don't smoke cigars too much, you know, special occasions. But
yeah, so my favorite right now, so I actually tried a real Cuban, actually.
Oh, nice.
A real Monte Cristo Cuban cigar. Yeah. So my buddy's dad, he goes to Mexico for some business trips, right? And so he always goes and gets you can get the Cuban cigars in Mexico, like, and he brings them back, and they have the tax stamp on them, so you know they're not fake Cubans, they're actually legit. Oh, shit. Yeah. And they're little tiny guys. They're probably about yay long, right? Maybe
Really?
They're like this gauge, right? But they burn slow for being a tiny little cigarillo.
Really?
They burn tiny. They burn slow.
I don't know why I was thinking. I thought the original, like the Cuban cigars, were the giant, you know, fat things. Whatever.
It depends. So that's most cigars, but it's like this one's were little tiny ones, but they burn for about.
Was it smooth?
Very. It was the best tasting tobacco I've actually ever had.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I've had some really nice cigars. I've had some Cohibas, Macanudos, Acids, Drew Estates. I've had a lot of them, and this was way different experience.
That's cool.
And it
I
was
definitely don't know anything about.
No bad aftertaste said. Either. No, those are all cigar brands, like Cohiba and Acid. Those are all brands of cigars.
Like
I tried them all, and the Monte Cristo Cuban cigar did not have a bad aftertaste or anything. Mm. I'm like, and I was able to pair it with like a nice iced tea lemonade. I'm like, it's the best.
Right. Hell yeah. So how did you get into photography with and then I guess you were probably taking pictures, I'm guessing, first, and then you went I like motorcycles. I want to take pictures of those.
Yeah, so it started off, so I took a intro to photography class. I was actually at community college, so I had a couple of photography classes lined up as part of a degree I was doing for graphic arts and design and stuff like that. And so my aunt actually let me use her Nikon camera. She had a nice, it's a D3300, a little tiny guy DSLR camera, but it was really nice. And so I just started getting into it. I'm like, oh, well, if I bought my own? I bought a $100 DSLR off my buddy who didn't need his anymore. And I just... I just started using that. I started practicing with it, getting better with it. Then I would upgrade the cameras and stuff like that. I started mostly cars and stuff like that, but, you know, that scene is just getting more and more toxic every day, man. I just like, you know what, I'm going to try something else.
The cars?
You know? The car scene is getting really toxic.
Like how?
Like I was just how? A lot, like I'm people, oblivious. So... People, it's not like it used to be. It's not like the whole Fast and Furious car scene with meetups and everything like that. It's you literally have 17-year-olds and 16-year-olds with riced-out freaking clapped-out cars, and they're fighting each other instead of talking about their builds or anything. They're just mean-mugging each other, throwing fist fights. You have people, random as girls twerking in the parking lot. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
I mean,
what happened to the scene? Like, it got so, like, bad. Like, we're fighting... Instead of appreciating each other's builds.
Now, is it like a... Do they just like, stick with like a fair fight? Like just two guys, you know, or... You know, and they're just duking it out?
No, there's that. Like, and then there's... Like, it's literally like a dick size contest. Like, whose dick is bigger? And then it gets out of hand.
It's always been.
And it's like... Then you have these takeovers and people are dying from getting hit by cars during these takeovers. Like, H2OI... Last year,
what
like two people
takeover?
Died.
What are you talking about?
So a takeover is where you have a bunch of idiots in their cars and they just go and block streets and everything like that. And if you look up a event called H2OI, that's what a takeover is. And two people died last year
because they got hit by a car.
Yep, it's vehicle related injuries.
Yeah,
yeah. H2OI. So
H2OI.
Yeah, it's not good for the car community. It's been making everything look bad, but I've been out of the car scene for years. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. It's just stupid. I don't want to be around idiots.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm probably going to trigger a lot of people when the podcast gets uploaded, but I don't give two shits. I could give a rat's ass less.
Oh, I doubt it, man. I mean, are there... I don't know. Like, you didn't say anything bad about it. You just said,
no,
it's,
I just,
like, you didn't make it bad. You didn't, you know, you're just telling what's going on.
Some people may not like that, but I don't care. It's USA. It's a free country.
Fuck,
everybody has their own opinion. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you don't like being around, most people don't like being around that environment.
Right.
Like, who wants to be around that kind of shit if it's really, you know, negative constantly?
Right. It's just, you know, people who are oblivious and they don't see it. They'll be like, oh, there's no such thing as that. Look around you. Wow. Take a step back.
Yeah. Now, with the, so you were into the car stuff and then you got out of that because of all that bullshit going on.
Yeah. Drama. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try something different. I'll try bikes. You know, I've always kind of liked them ever since I was a little kid and stuff like that.
Yeah. Now, what was your first bike that you took a picture of, and how did you, was it somebody you knew?
Yeah, it was actually no. I just started taking randomly at car meets. I would just focus on the bikes and stuff like that. Moreover, you know, it's the first bike.
Is it on your Insta?
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, I think it was actually on my Insta. I think it was really scroll down. It's really really down there. Might have been something from Supercar Saturday. It might have been like a Gixxer or something. Like, I don't remember. Oh, bro, man.
You've got a lot of motorcycle pictures.
Yeah, yeah. It's all photos I took. And you can see the progression from when I first started to now, too. So that's the nice thing about it. I didn't delete all my old work. Yeah, no, I didn't delete all my work. So people can see the progression if they really have time to scroll down that far, you know?
Right. Well, we're going to get to the bottom of this. And I'm going to bring it up on the screen. We're going to get to the bottom of this page, okay?
Literally.
Oh, shit, dude. So what did you do today?
I think it was a CBR 1000, actually. I don't remember. What did I do today? I went to Mir Tactical, get myself some BBs and a new battery and a charger, because I left my shit charging overnight. I'm lucky. Yeah, so I left my battery charging overnight. It bloated. The battery bloated. So I had.
Oh, you don't have a smart charger?
No, I just got one today. I had a smart charger. It came with my. I bought a Polarstar jack for one of my other builds, and it came with an HPA charger, but it was a Cyclops, so it didn't have like the percentage readout or anything or what volt it was at. It just had the red to blue light, and it was okay. It was working. It was better than what I had before. But then I'm like, okay, now my battery bloated off of that. So let me get the Valken charger.
Yeah.
And I got the Valken charger and the 11.1. Yeah. And then I got the 11.1 stick battery for my SSG1. And then I got some 0.32 gram BBs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect, dude. Yeah. See, I don't. When we got into. When these guys got into the airsoft scene, when I got involved or, you know, started learning about it from them, they already had smart chargers.
Right.
So I actually had, a lot of tools and stuff in here. I used to work on other guns and stuff. And
right.
I had like a charging station set up, a big strip over here with a couple different chargers. So I just assumed that was a normal thing.
Right.
Because, most things we charge up, with tools, you can see my DeWalt battery's charging right there.
Yeah.
All those things are kind of like smart chargers. You can just leave them on there forever, whatever.
Right.
They just stop, they don't overheat or anything. So I didn't know that was a real thing. I've heard of it here and there, but I didn't know that people still had those around. So it swells your battery up and then it's ruined, basically?
Yeah. So if you overcharge your battery, it swells up and then, that's about it. Really, you can't use it.
Yeah. You don't want to be around that thing when it doesn't.
No. No. So it's literally just outside on the concrete on my front porch right now, away from anything that can catch fire.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that was, that was actually my buddy Eric's old 350Z. He sold that.
Dude, this is your very first post on Instagram.
Yeah, it's my very first,
This is April of 2017.
Yeah, yeah. That was my coworker. So we were actually in the lot of my old workplace. It was a Rock and Jump Trampoline Park.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah. So I worked there for 5 consecutive years. You know what consecutive means? It means one right after the motherfucking other. That's not my baby.
Yes. You loved it there.
Yeah, no, it was good for 5 years. It's a good 5 years there. So it was actually not consecutive. I was just making a Cat Williams joke. It was 4 years consecutive. Then I skipped a month, right? A month or two. And then I went back because I worked at a movie theater for a couple months. And then some shit happened. They thought I was short. My drawers were short and stuff like that. And they kept writing me up. And so I'm like, fuck you. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I actually... whatchamacallit, because I was mad that I had to work during a car meet, right? It was a bike meet as well. So I just, whatchamacallit, I ate something bad before I came, and I went in. I'm like, oh, crap, I don't feel good. Went to the bathroom for like a good 15 minutes. I'm like, look, I'm working sessions today. I have to go now. I'm having stomach issues.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, yeah, go ahead. I just went to the car meet straight after that, and I knowingly packed my shit the day of.
Oh, shit.
Because I was just sick of that. Like, I was sick of that. Like, I got written up twice for a short drawer, which I made sure that it wasn't short. So someone
Oh, yeah,
was doing
that
shit on
happens.
purpose.
That happens. I mean, I worked, like I said, I worked retail. It just, we've had it happen. It's whatever.
Right. This was a movie theater. It's one of Cinemark movie theaters, so
I
it's
was
like a
gonna say, I
monopoly.
worked in a movie theater after I got in the military. Did you have to clean up in the theaters after movies in between?
So it really depend on the role that you had for the day, actually. So some days you were usher, some days you were concessions, some day you were cashier.
Right.
And then I was cashier when I actually quit on whatchamacallit. They wrote me up twice for a short drawer, but I made sure I
Yeah.
counted every dollar carefully. I made sure I counted every dollar carefully.
Yeah.
And they said, oh yeah, you're short. I'm like, how can that be? I made sure I was careful. And I made sure no bills were sticking and everything
Right.
like that. They're like, oh no, and they didn't give me an answer. They're like, oh, you're short. We're writing you up.
Oh, hell no.
And so, yeah, there was this one employee there that if you got on his bad side, he would do anything to make sure you got fired. And I
Yeah.
think, and it was really easy to get on his bad side. He wouldn't even tell you. He just, whatever. And I think I did get on his bad side without knowing.
Yeah, I don't like people like that, man.
Yeah, so
Some people
fuck
are
him.
just too weird and maybe sensitive or too they take it too serious or something,
Was one
like
of
they're
those
the big shot
pretentious
there.
kids. It was one of those
Yeah.
pretentious kids whose daddy had money.
Oh,
That's who it
Jesus.
was. And his dad made him get a job, I guess.
Yeah, right.
And so I
Well,
don't think he liked anybody.
did
And
you ever find anything crazy when you're cleaning up the aisles in the movie theaters?
no, but I found a it was a different type of. I actually found an e-cigarette, not in the aisles, but like right in front of the door, right?
Yeah.
It's called a Miley. And you had different pods for the different. It was like a Juul type device, but it's supposed to be
Yeah.
better than a Juul. I still actually have my Juul right here when I
Yeah, that's
used to
what.
use it. I don't use it anymore. That can cause cancer and shit now, but I'm like,
Oh, okay.
Juul's owned by Big Tobacco. Don't buy them.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was kind of like that type of device. And it's like, cool. And it still worked. And there was still juice in the pod. Took some alcohol to it.
Yeah.
Right? Cleaned it
Good
up,
to go.
disinfected, started using it. Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, when I worked in a theater, let's see, I found a dirty baby diaper. No
Okay.
big deal. A used condom.
Ew.
And the worst one was a pile of shit.
Pile of shit.
Like somebody took a shit in the fucking theater on the floor
Oh,
at the end of the aisle, like towards the wall
that's disgusting.
at the top on the fucking floor by the step.
Probably some stupid ass fucking kid thinking he was funny. Oh, look at me, I'm gonna shit in the corner.
It's probably a disgruntled employee, okay? They
Oh,
probably
the
came
one
back and were
guy.
like, I'm gonna shit in this
Oh my god.
motherfucker, okay? All right, let's see these up. So I scrolled now all the way down. These are your
So yeah, it's
original
literally
pod
just
pictures.
these are all just photos I took when I was whatchamacallit at like school and stuff like that, you know? Like
Yeah.
this that challenger was actually when my sister's softball game. She actually was at the whatchamacallit. She played softball for the high school. So that challenger, that third one, that was actually at the high school parking lot, actually.
Oh, okay.
So these are all terrible. So I'm sorry for anybody who has to see these terrible photos. They're all garbage, dude.
We'll apologize now. We'll put a disclaimer up saying
Disclaimer,
a
carbon's terrible photos.
or
The
a warning.
NSFW.
A warning, yeah.
NSFW.
Just be prepared for a bad
Yeah,
picture, okay?
that's my old camera right there. That was my very first camera.
That's cool.
Yep, that was my very I got it for $100. And
Dude, that's awesome.
I thought it was a shit.
It is. I mean, to me, it is. Dude, I've used my phone since the day we started our YouTube
Oh my
channel.
god, my camera
I
is
never got a camera.
all the way somewhere. I don't want to go and grab it. I have a Sony A7R. I have.
Oh, nice. I've heard nice of that shit. One.
It's insane, dude.
Bro, this this TK.
That was my old Instagram name actually. So that was my initials actually.
Yeah.
So that was before I changed the name and everything like that. You know, I create both my watermarks. I have both my stamps. I create on Illustrator. So
yeah,
I actually have I had the knowledge. I don't really do much with Illustrator anymore. I have the knowledge to create stuff.
Yeah.
And I actually recently did it with my, I actually have a patch design I had coming up. I actually am waiting for the guy to send me the sample right now.
And but it would be something like that?
No, it was actually like an actual patch for Airsoft and paintball and stuff like that. I actually designed it just in Photoshop on my own. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to see what I can do.
Hell yeah.
And first try, you know, I did it.
These are good pictures. I think they're good pictures.
Yeah, I got some help from some other photographers, so they weren't as bad as if someone who was first starting.
So somebody recently told me I forget what he said, but he films short promo videos for cars.
Okay.
For people's cars. Okay. Same type of thing, right? It's pictures and stuff. And he said the Twilight Hour or something?
The Golden Hour. The Golden yeah. Hour.
What
the Golden
what is
Hour.
That?
So the Golden Hour is kind of like sunset, basically. Like,
yeah.
Right? As the sun's about to set to sunset. So they call it the Golden Hour because you have a golden, orangey hue to your photos. Mm. Actually, I think if you scroll up, I have some Golden Hour photos.
I was going to say, you might, because I saw
like the Supra. The Supra right there. Yeah, the Supra. That's Golden Hour. So yeah. You get that type of feel to it.
Yeah.
So that was actually at the parking lot of the community college I went to. So I'm like, someone's driving a Mark IV at Harper?
Dude, that looks badass.
It's an automatic, so it's not really that all that special.
Oh, what a disappointment.
Right? Yep. It's still nice nonetheless. It's still a Targa Top Supra.
Yeah, it still looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like those, you know, the Mustangs where
yeah.
you see one and it looks badass.
But it sounds like
you hear it go and it's like, oh, it's a fucking four cylinder. What?
Or a six cylinder.
Yeah. Get out of here, bro.
Those EcoBoost four cylinders can move, though. You can get about 600 horsepower out of them.
I mean, that's impressive. But they just don't have that Mustang sound.
No, they don't. It's terrible. It sounds like more of a. No, it doesn't have that.
That's a good picture.
Yeah, I tried. It's not the best angle. I could have been more straight, like more like directly in front of it, but
yeah. Ferraris, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Paddle shifters. Man, these are cool. So you go to these car shows.
Yeah, right? I used to go to a lot of them. It's more bike stuff now, but
right. I used to go to these, what are these car meets you said?
Yeah, like car meets or cars and coffee and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Now, I think this is the first motorcycle I've seen so far.
Yes, that's the Ruckus. Yes, that was the one, whoa. Honda Ruckus. That was my buddy Harrison. So that was my first attempt at a bike photo. So obviously you can see that I could have been more centered with it. My framing wasn't all there. So that's literally it.
I don't think I've ever seen one like that.
Yeah, Honda, that's a scooter. So that's okay. A street legal 50 or... was it a Ruckus? I forgot what it is, but it's, I think it's a 50cc.
Gotcha.
You don't need a license for those. You can just drive them on the street
right.
With a regular driver's license because it's under 100. In yeah, Illinois, right, it's right. In Illinois, it's 125cc. I don't know how it is in North Carolina or wherever.
I'm in South Carolina.
South Carolina, sorry.
I think it's up there because people drive, they have scooters, they have, four-wheelers, they have three-wheelers, they've got quads that they zoom up and down the roads all day, bro. Yeah, I'm not sure. And they've got some pretty big ones, but...
Yeah. I know here you need... if you want to ride 250 cc's or higher, you need an M-Class. If you want to ride up to 150 cc's, you need an L-Class. So okay. L-Class is scooter.
Okay.
M-Class is motorcycle. And I have an M-Class.
Okay. Yeah, these are good, man. Damn, you got a lot of pictures.
Yeah, I got a lot. So,
I mean, all, the cool thing is, though, yeah, but it's not.
Oh, there's like, there's a second bike right there, the red CX-6.
There you go.
That was handheld. I didn't use a tripod for that.
Okay.
And that was at night.
Oh, that's cool.
So I know both those guys and those two. So the guy who owns the yellow, who owned the yellow CBR back there,
yeah,
hates is not like the guy who owns the red one. So I don't know what the deal is, but
oh shit, what they do? Race? They race for slips? Yeah, they did.
No, no, it wasn't that some stupid shit. I don't get into. I'm like, whatever. I'm not going to get into it, but it's not my business, you know.
Hell yeah. That's a good picture, bro. I like that.
Yeah, that was handheld too. That's the same meat as the red one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just here and there experimented. I was kind of like those automotive photographers just experimented with bikes. That's a Ninja 650. I want one of those. I experimented with it. I'm like, you know what? We'll try that. We'll see how it goes. Yep. $12.99 Panigale.
I mean, those Ducatis just look like a fucking racing bike. I mean,
they are. Yeah.
They really are.
Even the ones that aren't, look it.
Yeah, exactly. Hell yeah, dude. Okay, so you really enjoy it. Now, do you still do this?
I do bikes. Yeah, I still do bikes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just, it's off season right now, so.
Right, yeah.
And you can just see you can just see the progression, you know?
Yeah.
You can just see the progression.
Exactly. Look at this one.
That's an MT, that's an FZ09 with some Pred tires on it, so more like off-roading style tires.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, this is like a touring.
That's a naked bike. That's a CB500 or
crossover
500. Yeah, it's like a standard bike, they call that.
Yeah. Whoa, what is this?
That's a Harley, so I forgot which one that is, but that's a Harley Davidson. Yeah, it's a custom bagger. That guy's got so much money put into it. It's just black and green. It's my favorite colorway. Like, that would be the Harley I would buy.
Yeah.
It does. If I own one.
Hell yeah. So how do you go from all this motorcycle stuff into airsoft? Did you ever play airsoft before you were doing the motorcycle stuff?
No, I actually did not. So airsoft, this is actually my first year playing airsoft. I was more of a paintballer and stuff like that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you were paintball.
Yeah, and I'm like, God, let me try airsoft. I know it's like, I was at the field one day for a Toys for Tots paintball event. And I just parked my stuff there. I totally forgot that airsoft shared the same day as us. I thought it was big game for paintball. Like, they close out the park for anybody else but the big game, right? And I didn't know airsoft was playing, so I parked my stuff in one of the spots, and they were there, and I was talking to a couple of them, you know, and they were asking me how it worked and everything like that. I'm like, oh, it's similar, except if you get hit, you're out, and you wait until the game's called, and explain it to them, and I showed them what it was. But I was playing magazine-fed paintball, so I loaded my paintballs into a mag.
What? And
my stuff's all the way over there.
Now I saw on your Instagram you had some videos and was it your YouTube?
No, Instagram. Instagram, yeah.
Yeah. You have some videos of playing paintball.
Yeah, I have some speedball and I have some hot speedball. and I have some MagFed videos up there as well too. Okay. I own my MagFed marker. I used to own pistols. I owned a little of everything. I had AR style MagFed. I have this one right now. I had pistols. I have the EMF 100 by Planet Eclipse. So that is the end all be all for MagFed. If you buy that, you won't need it. It's a magazine fed paintball. So you load your paintballs into the magazine. Right. Yeah, it's the end all be all.
What kind of gun is it? Or what did you say it was?
It's called the EMF 100.
Oh.
So it's the end all be all. If you buy that, you won't need anything else from MagFed. That's it.
Really?
Yep.
It's like the best one out there.
Yep. Most reliable. I literally don't have to maintain it, and it shoots.
What?
Yeah, I just leave it, you know? It can get dirty and everything like that. I just pull the trigger, it shoots. You know, as long as it's there.
Huh.
Yeah. But yeah, so I transition. Yeah, and so they're telling me, hey, you should try airsoft sometime, you know? Like, come on, come play airsoft, you know? And, you know, there's always a misconception that airsoft's toxic, which is not at all, dude.
Yeah.
All the people I've worked with, it's not toxic at all.
Yeah.
It's not, dude. I don't know why people say it's why there's beef between the two industries. There shouldn't be. You know, we should all get along.
Oh,
and
sure.
I'm that guy to say, hey, we should both get along. It's not bad.
Yeah. Well, you've been on both sides.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't understand that either.
I don't know why there's beef. It's like, then I was just like emptying out the rest of my paint one time with my speedball gun, one of my very first ones. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go, you know, I'm just like, whatever. I have extra paint. I don't want it to sit. Yeah. I might not come. It's expensive. So I'm just going to, whatever. So I'm just dumping it, right?
Right.
And one of the airsofters come up and they ask me all about it. I'm like, yeah, if you want to try it, I just ran out of paint, but you can dry fire it if you like. And they tried it and they dry fired it. And they actually had a Novridge sniper rifle and they let me try that. And I thought that was pretty cool. You know, yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. I'm like, oh, this is cool. And it's like, huh. You know, because I was under the conception at the time that airsofts were toxic. I'm like, this just totally changed my opinion. And, you know, nice. It's like, one thing for me that was keeping me from airsoft, because I wanted to build a pistol up, right? A high kappa, before I got to playing, because I wanted to be whatever, you know? I wanted to run off my air tank. I didn't want to have to keep buying bottles of green gas or anything like that. I wanted to build it. So my only problem was, oh, it's so expensive to get into airsoft. I just paid $400 for my speedball gun, and that's it. Like,
right.
I see people out there with like $800, $900 AEGs and Polar Stars and everything. I'm like, oh,
dude,
my God, that's expensive.
For real.
Yeah, and so my Polar Star, I just took a VFC Avalon, just bought a jack, and just dropped it in. That's really it. I didn't know it was that cheap to do it.
Nice.
And so I was under the impression, oh, it's going to cost much. And I just finally decided to bite the bullet, buy a high cap. Well, I bought two of them. I bought a WeTech, I forgot what it was, but it was a split slide. And I bought the Tokyo Marui. Mm. And I ended up selling the WeTech, giving it to one of my buddies. But then he moved out of state, so we don't play. Yeah. So I just kept the Tokyo Marui and I just built it up and I played my first day of airsoft and like before, there was no problems, no nothing, you know, it was fun.
Right.
And I noticed it's cheaper too than paintball.
Fuck
way
yeah,
cheaper.
Bro.
Way
once
cheaper.
You get,
so
once you get your gear, then
yeah.
Your BBs are cheap as fuck.
Yeah, and I already had a plate carrier and a battle belt and mag pouches that came with plastic inserts and stuff. I could just remove them or reinsert them depending if I was running my T15 or an airsoft AG or pistol with M4 mags, whatever, or my MG100.
Yeah.
I just really take the inserts out or put them back in. That's it. So I already had some gear, and I already had a paintball mask, so you can kind of call me a mil-speed softer if you want, mil-speed, speed sim, whatever. I do both.
Right.
You know, I play more like open play, but with paintball mask, basically, in a SSG1. But
nice.
That's mostly because I don't want my teeth get shattered from a sniper.
Fuck that
because
shit.
Of all the because I was a big drinker, so my teeth are not the best right now. My dental hygiene is not there. So if I don't know if someone decides to shoot a little hot and they shoot me in the face with mesh, my teeth might shatter.
Yeah.
So that's why I wear a full face paintball mask for the most part. It's not to be speed softer.
Don't wear full face cover.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it has to do with, like, if they're trying to use an optic, that paintball mask does get in the way unless you have a sight riser. I do attest to that. You know, I have to really tuck in, aim down the side if I really want to use an AEG with a stock on it, if I don't have a drop stock or nothing.
Yeah.
I can attest to it. It's harder to aim down sight with a paintball mask, but I also was just running pistol at the time, so I didn't need that or have to worry about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I can see why. But for me, it's mostly because I was an alcoholic and I actually just got 6 months sober. But it's just, I don't want my teeth to shatter,
man.
Because I would just drink, and I wouldn't care about my dental hygiene or anything like that.
Gotcha.
So the full face paintball mask prevents my teeth from shattering and getting whatever.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when did you start drinking? When you were young?
No, I started.
Teenager?
I was like everybody, like I was like 18, 19. Oh, I want to have a beer. I want to try beer, you know? But it just runs in the family and stuff like that. Alcoholism addicts, everything like that. It just runs.
Well, when
in
you
the
started
family.
Drinking, when it turned into like.
It turned into a
like
problem.
It progressed
into a problem when I crashed my car because now I don't have a car. I'm like, I can afford to drink because I don't have to drive.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, whatever, I'll have a beer or so, whatever it is, you know.
Right.
And it just got, it got crazy.
Yeah, I have a friend that, not long ago, well, in the last couple of years, had had some bad stuff happening with his, mm-hmm. his family and stuff, and then like a couple things in a row. He was already a drinker, and
right.
then he was out of work, and then some things happened with his family, and then like he just ramped up his drinking. And
yeah, I drinking. Overslept a few times. Actually, I almost missed my I almost missed my shift on occasions. Oh, yeah, yeah, it is a thing, you know. I mean, granted, when I also crashed my car, I was also working at Office Depot, so I was working night shifts, which...
Oh, shit.
I was working through it all, from the start of the pandemic to the end. I was starting it, and, you know, it's like the few customers we did get were not appreciative that we were there, risking right. our lives. They were coming without masks. They were getting close to their face. I'm like, dude, get Jesus. The fuck...
Step back, bro.
One bitch was actually... She was... Oh, my God. She was this fucking entitled piece of shit, and we saw her probably a few months later... fucking whipped, right? She was wearing a mask and stuff, all pissy and pissy and pissy, because this bitch, karma got to her. She came in the store, she ran in on herself, started going running all over the place, and she's like, oh, these masks don't work, oh my god, and she started doing her political rants and shit like that. I'm like, whatever. And the coworker who she was ranting at was immunocompromised, so she has to wear a mask, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, look, my coworker is immunocompromised. You can't be bashing her like that.
Yeah.
And she just shuts up after that. And she's like, whatever, they don't work, and leaves.
Well, then I see her masks don't work, but I mean, well, not for viruses. Yeah.
It's, right. But whatever mask she was wearing, she's like, oh, those don't work.
She don't have to be rude. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's like, oh, whatever floats your boat. You can believe whatever you want. And she comes in, well, like a few months later with her kid or whatever, wearing a mask, all, you know. Upset. Oh, I'm like, ha, that's what you get, bitch.
Now, so this is still when you were
when I was in retail,
and it kind of came to a head, and
yeah, no, it's like, whatchamacallit, I was working night shifts and stuff like that, so like 3:30, so I could afford the hangover because I could sleep in if I wanted
sure,
to.
Sure, yeah,
but I could afford it, you know. But mm-hmm. there was one time where I was at a concert, my first and only concert, right? Probably my only concert ever, because I might relapse, you know. Not gonna lie,
you've only been to one concert.
Yes, before COVID, it was November 2019.
Oh shit, what was it?
It was Word Alive, Our Last Night, I See Stars, in Ashland. So it was kind of like punk, post hardcore rock.
Nice.
I ended up getting absolutely faded that night. It was a Sunday night. It was a Sunday yeah. night, and it was yeah. four of my favorite bands, right? Because I was only told, "Oh, it's Our Last Night." I'm like, "Oh, I listened to them. I'll go see them." But then I found out that these three bands were opening for them. Like, I See Stars, The Word Alive. I'm like, those are two bands I listen to as well.
Yeah.
I actually got to do a little meet and greet with the lead singer of The Word Alive, Tell.
Oh, shit.
And I told him what happened. He's like, yeah, you just got to get through it. Just, you got to deal with it. You know, just build back up, you know.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do, is what he said. He basically told me, hey, you know, shit happens, you know. Deal with it, fix it, do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
And. Yeah, no, I got absolutely faded that night. I go into work in the morning. They scheduled me for the morning. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like,
after a concert,
House
shit.
Of Blues. House of Blues sells only, they only sell 24-ounce cans of beer. That's the only beer they have, is 24-ounce cans.
Yeah.
And so I had about three of those. So that's right. like six drinks equivalent. I was always more of a lightweight. My brain weighs. Told me, okay. You couldn't really drink a lot without getting affected.
See, that's my warm up. Okay.
Yeah. So I was absolutely wasted.
Yeah.
And I was like there at the concert in the mosh pits and everything like that. And I wake up. It's like I worked a 10 a.m. shift. And I'm like, what the fuck happened last night?
I have a
massive headache. I'm like, oh my God. I have to go into work.
Yeah.
I almost missed my shift, actually.
Now, was that the turning point for you? You were like, okay, I got to stop.
No, it was actually just like during pandemic, really. This is drinking and stuff like that.
Yeah.
At parties at my grandparents' house, or my aunt was having a regular house party and stuff like that, I would only drink to get drunk, really. And that's,
yeah.
I didn't see it as a problem. until it actually became a problem.
Right.
So I couldn't really tell you what the turning point was because I don't remember it.
Oh, I hear you.
Well, yeah.
You just know that, hey, this got out of hand.
Yeah, and it's like
some changes.
It's like, what, Halloween?
Did you go to an AA meeting like right away or something?
So my friends told me, hey, you need to go to an AA meeting. I'm like, fuck you. No, I don't want to go to an AA meeting, you know, like whatever. I'm like, no, I told them, no, don't tell me how to live my life. The typical, like, I was fighting them and stuff, sure, for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it's like Halloween 2021, I think it was, or not. Yeah, whatever it was. Right. Mm. I blacked out drunk at a party.
Yeah.
I find videos of me drunk dancing and dropping shit and just joyriding. I'm like, oh my God. And then I'm like, I almost puke. I almost die, basically. I'm like, I only remember parts of the night. And I'm like, you know.
Time to,
and then it's like, change. Well, no, it wasn't even that. I'm like, oh, I'm never going to drink again. And then next day, I do it again, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And then it's like, I was at bike nights. I would always buy myself a 6-pack of beer, or it was on Thursdays, so like at the one shop I go to, they didn't care if you had alcohol or weed on you, so like whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I would always buy myself either a flask bottle of Crown Apple, so like a $10 bottle of Crown, or like a 6-pack of beer, and I would just pound that shit.
Yeah.
Just be drunk the whole time. And then my buddy was like, hey, dude, you were embarrassing yourself in front of everybody last night. I'm like, no, I wasn't. Fuck you. He's like, yeah, you were. And I'm like, one day I'm like, you know what? I don't care. And then I decided not to drink for 6 days. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I decided, it just like, I just didn't drink for 6 days. And I'm going to go to an AA meeting. I'm going to see what it is.
Okay.
And so the rest is history. 6 months sober.
Dude, that's cool. Now, when you went to your first AA meeting, did you kind of feel like, hey, this is where I belong, this is where I fit in?
I was kind of nervous. Or... I was because I drank and smoked weed to really just have social anxiety and stuff like that. I just didn't know if people were going to judge me or anything like that. And just being drunk or being high really was like, you know, I didn't have to worry if people were going to judge me. I was more social that way. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really talk to people if I was sober. I had to be liquored up or stoned out.
Yep.
And
now when did you hit 6 months?
That was like, what, a couple weeks ago, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so pretty recently. Yeah. It's actually the day I hit 6 months was actually on my Instagram. Let's see.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's the latest post, actually. Latest post. That was, February 17th.
Ah, okay. Oh, yeah, I see it. You know, when I first started scrolling through your Instagram, I thought this was, you know, I didn't click on it, and I was on my phone, so it was smaller. I thought it was a patch.
No. It's actually
one of the, like a Milsom event, yeah.
No, okay. It's a 6-month coin. It's my 6-month coin.
Nice, dude. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. And now you're rocking it.
Yeah, I quit nicotine as a whole too. I'm like, what's stopping me? You know,
right? Yeah, once you quit one thing, you're like, hell, I can do this.
I'm 5 days clean off the nicotine. I just forgot my shit one day. I pat my jeans at work. I'm like, oh shit, I forgot my pouches. Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, fuck it, we're quitting. We're quitting today. Yeah. And so,
nice.
5 days now.
Okay. Hell yeah, dude. Now you put most of your time into airsoft now instead of
airsoft, paintball, photography if I have to, you know.
Now you still play both, right?
Yes, but I'm going to play airsoft a lot more because the park is very expensive for paintball. For a day of speedball,
yeah.
I mean, I have my magazine fed markers, but I really only shoot those if I really want to. Really save paint or save money, but want to paintball at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I'm using a speedball marker, an electronic marker.
Yeah.
For a day of speedball, because I play the airball field indoors, it's $130 because I'm not on a sponsored team right now. It's $130 for the day.
Wait, what?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Why?
They're just expensive. They're just the most expensive in the area. It's like
so.
See, it's just mostly paint costs. It's mostly paint costs is the problem.
So you have to buy paint at the field, right?
Yes, it's their field paint only.
Yeah.
BBs, I pay $30 for the entry. I buy my own BBs. I bring them. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
They're biodegradable. They're literally
Yeah.
It's got HPA 3.2s.
Yeah.
Biodegradable.
They're easy, man. Like, when I played paintball, so do you know why? You probably do, but why fields started requiring you to, you couldn't bring your own paint.
It's insurance. It's insurance.
No, because people were freezing it.
Oh, okay.
So back in the mid 90s when I played for like 6 years. And in that time, we started hearing, and this is before social media, the internet was coming out and all that stuff. People were, you know, emailing and stuff.
Yeah, it's when we still had Autocockers and JT Proflexes were the only mask out there and everything like that. Yeah.
Yes.
I know it all. Yeah.
We didn't have special masks. It was, I mean, they were just the goggles. They worked.
Just the goggles.
They
worked. Yeah.
They had the little thing. I definitely wore a face protection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have Proflexes. Actually, mine's actually.
Yeah. It was like a real thin, kind of like them. Neoprene, kind of rubbery thing
it's
like on the sides.
Yeah, it's a rubber. Yeah, that's what I have. Uh-huh. Yeah. You can't
but then
see
the, you know, the goggles. Mm-hmm. And, but towards the last couple years, guys were talking like, hey man, if we go to this field, we can't bring our own paint. And I said, what the fuck? Why? And, cause we could always do that before. And they're like,
yeah,
oh, because
BYO, yeah.
People started freezing their, like keeping them in the cooler to make them, you know, harder so that they fly straighter. And I'm like, fuck, can you imagine getting hit by, you know, we had to set ours. I think it was 300 FPS.
Yeah, it's 280. It's 280. Yeah, it's 280. There's one field in the area. It's like an hour away. It's in Crete, Illinois. It's called Badlands. They're the only field that's 300. Everywhere else is 280.
Yeah.
Because they host team practices and stuff like that. They host some local tournaments there, and tournament rules is 300 feet per second. So they're 300 all around, even open play.
Yeah. I can't imagine getting hit by a 300 FPS paintball.
Oh, it's not that
like
bad.
Like hardened. Like a fucking
it's
marble.
Just, it's the bounces. They hurt more. That's basically the same. It's a bounce is what they're called. So it doesn't break. It just bounces off of you.
Right.
But
man, can you imagine if they were frozen? Well, maybe not frozen, but like cold, like super cold.
So here's the deal. So Paintball Explosion has two different grades of paint. So they have a winter grade. Well, they have three. They have one for team practices. Then they have a regular outdoor paint. Then they have a winter outdoor paint.
Yeah.
So the winter outdoor paint, when it gets above 40 degrees, it just hardens up. You can't use that when it gets nice out. They won't allow you. They have to buy the green shell. So the red shell is a winter paint. So above 40 degrees, that will harden up. It will not break. It feels like rocks. It feels like rocks. But if you play with it in 40 degrees in the middle of dead winter with snow on the ground and ice, it will break and it will feel fine.
Huh.
Same goes for the summer paint. If you use the summer paint in the winter, it hardens up and it feels like rocks because it's not made for the current condition.
Right. Yeah, it gets cold.
I get shot with a BB at 350 feet a second. It doesn't feel like anything. That's a nice thing. It's a little sting at most, and it's like, I can play with the same grade BBs all year round, it will feel the same.
Yeah.
Getting shot with like 50 of them will feel the same no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I always talk with people about the people that played paintball.
Right.
In the past and play airsoft. I'm like, which one hurts worse?
Oh, paintballs hurt worse, especially if they bounce.
For sure.
Always. Yeah, I hate
it's
when
heavier,
it bounces.
Heavier, man.
Oh, when it bounces, it's not just sucky for the person who gets hit. It's sucky for the person who shoots at the person who's getting hit because it doesn't count.
I know,
it
right?
It doesn't break on them. Exactly. And there have been times where the guy's pre-firing, he's bunkering me. I just go, and all of them shoot him, but they don't break on him at all. None of them broke.
Oh, God.
And I look down, and I'm covered in paint. I'm like,
oh, shit. Now, would you say you have a lot of experience in paintball. So would you say, and now in airsoft, do you think that there's a big issue or as big of an issue in paintball with not calling your hits as there is in airsoft?
So far in airsoft, I've only had one person who's really cheated. Everybody else has been going through the honor system and calling their hits and stuff like that. Everybody does good. It. So only one person I dealt with. Mostly the thing with paintball cheating wise is wiping. So they get shot, wipe it off.
Yeah.
Or they'll rub against a bunker, you know, and say, oh, it's just rub, you know?
Yeah.
Even though I just lit them up with like 50 paintballs. Most people go out, but some people are troopers and they'll just wipe it or try to wipe it. but then they get caught because the refs are on the side looking.
Right. When we played, like the, you know, this common phrase of, you know, make sure you call your hits. That was never a thing.
No,
I never heard that in paintball. Not once. Ever. No, no one ever said that. Now, did it happen? Yeah, it happened, but not enough to where it was, hey guys, remember before we start this game, make sure you call your hits. Like no one ever said that.
And no, so it's common sense. People, yeah.
Yeah. When I'm talking with people on Airsoft, when I started this thing and they're like, you know, not calling their hits, not calling it, make sure you call your hits. I'm like, that's all I'm hearing, bro. What the fuck?
Right. Man? Yeah. People no, it's because so shit. Many, so many people just don't know common sense these days. So no, okay. It hits and it breaks on me or, oh, I got hit, or with the BB in this case, oh, I got hit. Let me call my hit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild.
People don't, people just don't listen, or they just say they're so bad to the point where they think they want to make themselves look good, and if you shoot them, they don't go out because they're just that terrible, and they don't want to play by the rules.
Yeah, luckily, I remember, that's not, like you said, that's not the majority. The majority are...
No.
Are on the honest, everybody, they're honest, they're,
right. That's there's good. One guy who was cheating last
there's
time I played Airsoft.
One fucking guy. There's always that one guy. Fucking guy.
And I overhear, we're in staging, I overhear him, and some people like overhearing what he's saying. He's like, oh, I just don't care. So you just don't care. How about I take my high cap and just blast you 50 times in the face? Or take my SSG-1 or Mike's Polar Star and just rope you with 30 rounds a second from 5 feet away and tell me if you care now. Like, I don't, I'm all for being a good player. I'm not toxic. I don't burp people with Polar Stars or nothing like that because one, it's a waste of BBs.
Yeah. It's unnecessary.
Right. I just read, it's what Deadshot's teaching me. Like, I'll only shoot semi. It's a skilled man's game in semi-auto. So he's done. And it's true. It's like semi-auto can be just as fun as full auto if you're actually accurate.
Bro, like have you seen the, you know, speaking of that, like the skill thing and trying to up your skill in indoor play or speed soft is
PQB, yeah.
The indoor snipers, I think that's what they're called.
I've never seen those. No, I've never seen those.
Damn, who was I talking to? Somebody was talking about it, how somebody that's really good, I think on a speedball or a speed soft team, and they said, I saw this video where they wanted to get better and they wanted to challenge themselves. So they went to a sniper and they got this really short sniper. I can't remember which one it was. Well, now it's becoming a thing for indoor. Mm-hmm. So you can buy these, small, you know, short little stubby snipers for indoor play and it's bolt action.
Yeah. I've seen the small snipers before, but
yeah,
I never really thought they were more practical. Because
no, it's for if somebody wants to up their skill, like I want to test my skill, like how fast can I, you know, do this and be accurate and that kind of shit. So that's pretty wild. Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually, I've seen, I watch some of Wag's videos and stuff like that. I watch his mystery unboxing and stuff like that. Just in my free time. I'll just type in $1,000 mystery or $1,000 airsoft mystery box. I'll either watch C7 Viper. Or I'll watch Waggertainment.
Yeah.
And I'll just see what they got. And he's unboxed a few of those short snipers before.
Okay.
And they actually have a very good FPS rating. They're like, what, 400 still?
Yeah.
And still pretty, they're still pretty good on the chrono. I'm like, oh, that's neat. Are they going to go as far? That's my only question. Are they going to go as far? Are those meant for only indoor, like CQB? Like, what is it for?
I think that's really what it's geared for. I'm sure.
Yeah, because my... my first Polar Star, which I botched the build, actually, so I didn't do it right, was actually a VFC Avalon Saber CQB. Mm. In AEG mode, before I put the Polar Star into it, I was still lobbing people's heads like across the field with a CQB length rifle. I'm like,
yeah,
I don't like the whole long thing. You know, I like the nice little shorter stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, even I'm a big guy, I don't like that whole long having to extend my arm out and stuff like that because I can't snap or I can't maneuver myself or hide behind stuff without everything sticking out.
Right.
So I prefer more of a, like, a pistol or, like, a CQB, maybe even a PDW, really.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of the size.
The G&G... What the fuck is it now? Oh, my God.
SSG-1?
Oh, the ARP9.
Oh no, I want to try the ARP9.
Yeah, you might like it if you like the smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have the SSG1, so it's basically like an ARP556 or whatever, or an AR556. It's basically that with like the drop stock with the articulating and like a paintball style barrel, and that's okay. I don't play speed stuff style. I play more like mil simmy, you know. I like lobbing with a rifle. I like getting up, or with a pistol. I like getting up and close because I have no minimum engagement distance. I don't have to bang kill people with a pistol, but with the rifle I have to. But so I'll use the rifle on longer distance fields, like Vietnam or like parking lot fields. I'll use the rifle because I don't have to go up. I don't have to go up in people's face if I don't want to, you know. On the semi-auto fields only, I like using my pistol. Because not only do I not have full auto, I can get up in people's faces if I really want to.
Right.
Yeah. There were times when I played less where I was up in that guy's face who's cheating, and he still tried shooting me and stuff like that. You know, I'm like, no, I'm just going to call. I'm going to be the better person. I'm not going to sit there and fight with some random, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to be the better man. You know, I'm not going to make this sport look bad. You know, I'm not going to be one of those guys.
Well, it's such a... Yeah, when somebody is really blatant about it, I mean, your choices are you keep shooting them or just leave the situation.
Right. Because... And it's like with the pistol, I'll cut the pie and stuff like that. I'll see, I'll go, and then the guy who went still shooting at me, I'll just get back. I'll play the same game up to a point, like he'll hit me. I won't call it. I'll go out and still shoot him. I'll play the game. Yeah. But if it's like, if I get hit second time, I'll just be like, you know what? Whatever. I'm calling it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't, if I shot at someone and they shoot back and they're not calling their hits, I'm not going to call my hits back if I'm in a one-on-one gunfight with them. If there's other people there, I'm going to call my hit, you know?
Right.
But if it's a one-on-one situation, I'm just going to keep playing, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, yeah, man. Have you heard the NSL tournaments?
Yeah, I've heard the NSL tournaments. I haven't gone to watch any of them or tried any of them. You know, I haven't tried. We don't have an indoor field over here. The closest one that actually does indoor is Black Ops Bristol. But in Illinois, we don't have any indoor speed QB or anything like that. So,
okay.
Yeah, so yeah, people who do play that go to, like, other states and stuff for tournaments. But I know the NSL series. Shot Zone Indy has one.
Yeah, how far is that from you?
Oh, that's Indiana. That's Indiana, so it's not that far. It's probably like an hour or two, maybe.
Oh, that ain't bad. Okay.
It's like across the street, basically.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Dude, that look, all the videos I've seen from in there, and people I've talked to play there.
Yeah, Ruby like really and cool all of them. Yeah, I've seen Ruby. Yeah, I've seen Ruby's videos. I've seen Jeremy's videos before, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the HSA guys play over there. Pumbaa, yeah. Well, he's not HSA, but Pumbaa's over there. Yeah, there's been a bunch of people who go over there, and I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool looking field. Yeah, it's a pretty cool looking field. I want to try one day. I'm actually going to be playing. I'm going to Florida in March, so I'm going to be playing at CIA. So it'll be my first time actually.
Oh, shit.
Trying speed QB. I know a guy out there. He's willing to travel from Miami to Clearwater, Miami to Tampa to try that, you know. Yeah. You know, and I talked to him on Instagram and stuff like that.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, the podcast came out this morning, and the guy was actually at CIA Tampa for the podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's on Obey Airsoft team.
Okay.
And I had a couple other guys on before that. From that same team, and then he had just got done with practice, and he's like, "Yeah, man, I can jump on while I'm at the field. I have good internet, whatever." I was like, "All right, cool."
Yeah.
So, but yeah, there's this weekend. Today's, you know, this is Friday night,
right?
Tomorrow starts the next or the second NSL tournament,
right?
At CIA Tampa.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a cool field.
Yeah, no, I looked at videos and stuff like that. I've seen a bunch of them, a bunch of photos from there, too. Yeah, it seems pretty cool. It seems like it's well-lit, so I don't need a tracer or anything like that. I don't need a tracer. Yeah. Even though it might help, it doesn't look like I'll need one. I can just use white BBs.
Yeah, tracers are nice, man, for indoor.
Yeah, I have a couple of points. I have a 0.25. I just had an empty bottle of 0.25 bio BBs, and I just put my tracers in there. I have a tracer unit, but it's like, can't use any lasers or flashes or anything at the field or anything like that where I go play at. So no point in using them right now unless I go to like Bristol or something like that.
Right.
I just have them just in case because I have a brighter C that I put on my pistol and a Bifrost. I have a rifle.
Yeah.
So yeah, the
Blue Mag Airsoft makes the red tracers.
Oh, yeah?
Those are becoming really popular, I think, because...
Yeah, red tracer units instead of green. Everybody uses green, so...
Right. Well, I guess they're really, you know, they're a lot easier to see.
Yeah, yeah. I think it depends on where you're at. I know red tracers definitely will be able to be seen better in most situations, like an outdoor and stuff like that. You probably see them, but... Yeah.
So for MilSim stuff, what do you... What have you been to any like bigger MilSims or 3D MilSims or anything?
No, I haven't. I just really got into started getting into airsoft recently, so I've been doing a lot more open play and stuff like that.
Right.
I don't even do any multi-day big games for paintball. I just do one-day events really.
Yeah.
And if I'm doing, I did one 2-day event. It was called Mad Max, and it was when I was with a pistol only team called Assassin Alliance, which the guy who owns it's a piece of shit. So. he's not a good person, but really? No, he's not. He lost about 80-90 people because of how he acts.
Oh shit!
Yeah, a lot of his high ranking like angels and guardians and stuff like that all gone.
Is away. This is a paintball team.
Yes. Yeah. So I did one event. It was 2 days. It was over at Blast Camp, Indiana. It was called Mad Max. But I didn't sleep. I didn't camp overnight or anything. I just went back home.
Oh, gotcha.
Because it's in Indiana as well. Like I said, it's only about an hour and 10 minutes away from me. Mm-hmm. So we were able to just drive home.
Yeah.
You know, and just come back the next day. But yeah, no, it was the first day.
Was that fun? Was it fun?
It was, I almost passed out day one because of how hot it was. I was hydrating like crazy and I still felt like I was going to pass out. It was like 93 with a heat index of
almost
like 10, right? Yeah. Heat and UV index of 10, and the humidity was like 99%.
Woo!
Yeah, damn, so it was, bro. It was, I, no matter what I was doing, Gatorade, water.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to pass out, so I didn't really play much the first day, but second day, it was 80 with a UV index of 7 and a humidity of 70, and it felt like a 70 degree day. I'm like, oh, this is much better to play in.
Way better, yeah.
Way better. Mm hmm. Then I started having knee issues. I know Assassin Alliance, since they're a pistol team only, they're really up in your face.
Oh, gotcha.
And not, they don't long ball with it or anything like that. So you're up in your face. So I ended up leaving for medical reasons. My knee was shot.
Yeah.
Because I tried bunkering a guy halfway across field, right, or at the opposite end of the field, and some rental decided to pop out and shoot me, even though I snapped him in the face, basically. And he just wouldn't call out. So I basically, because I had to make a quick turn, my left knee just went out and I just fell on the floor.
Right.
And my pistol went that way, scraped all over the cross field with gravel. My mask got scratched up. Lens was okay, thank the Lord. But I was on the ground and this motherfucker was still like as I was on the ground. And that guy's my age, but at the time it was all about being the better person, not starting anything because I was on the team, right? So I can't start anything. And so this guy was about my age. I could have limped over there and clocked him one right in the face if I wanted to, but I decided not to. You know, I'm better than that.
Yeah. No,
I didn't see him. I didn't see him the rest of the day. Yeah, it was a they have paintball pistols. They're called the Tip X or the FSC.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I don't like the Tip X. It doesn't shoot well. It's very limited.
Is it legit like a pistol size?
Yeah, it's a pistol. Yeah, it's like it's the size of a Desert Eagle in terms of how big it is. What? You know? Yeah, it's like the grip. It looks like a mix between a Desert Eagle, Glock, and a USP-45.
Gotcha.
And it shoots paintballs. You can shoot first strike rounds in it if you have the modification, which this is a first strike round right here. That's a shaped paintball. It's a shaped paintball.
Oh shit, I've heard of those, but I've never seen one.
Yep, I have a whole collection of them because I use those in the MagFed. They're fun. I get similar performance out of BBs for way less money, so I prefer shooting airsoft.
Well, sure. Like, how much are those rounds? Those things are really expensive.
These are about 36 cents a round, 38 cents a round. So, like, real ammo. So, a box of 300 first strikes will run you about 120 bucks.
Whoo! Damn!
Mm-hmm. They used to be 100 bucks for 300, but
yeah,
prices have gone up.
Jesus.
But yeah, they're fun. They just take no skill. That's the only problem. They take no skill. You just point, shoot, and it'll go where you point it at.
Well,
so they're fun to use in MagFit only games where everybody else is using them.
That's the way they make a supposed to work.
Yeah. And they make a cool whistling sound. They make a cool whistling sound, but in paintball, round ball takes more skill because round ball is really unpredictable. It goes left, right, or well, just like BBs, they're unpredictable and stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
So that's the whole fun in shooting round ball over first strikes or BBs over shape pellets, you know?
Yeah.
It's the whole fun is you have to learn to adjust and everything. It takes more skill. It's like a musket ball versus a bullet, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but it's like, it gets boring. It's like, yeah, first strikes are cool, you know, shape rounds are cool. They go where I want them. They make a hissing noise as they pass through. If you miss someone, they make people duck and hide for cover. And it's fun getting the laughs out, but in the rather out of the day, skill over everything, you know?
Right.
I rather have the more terrible time trying to figure out where my round where my musket balls are gonna go or BBs or paintballs.
Spam the trigger and see where they're all going.
Yeah. And it's like I'd rather see, okay, I need to go left or I need to go right, or I need to go up or down or whatever, you know.
Oh, that's funny.
So it's just more fun. Cool, it's more fun.
How many of those kind of shaped rounds fit into a mag
for paintball? So for paintball, so it depends. If you have the T15, you can get a 10 round, a 20 round, or a 30 round mag. But for my marker, it's 20. 20. Yeah.
Damn. I mean, that's like real steel, bro. That's like, you better count your shots and not run
You
out.
Do,
like,
yeah.
Damn. Okay.
That's why I'm really interested in the whole gas blowback, like Vietnam style M16. I watched the one guy, he had one, and it only holds 20 BBs per mag.
Yep.
So I saw him playing this, conserving his ammo, not even emptying his whole mag before he's reloading. I'm like, huh. He's doing the damn thing.
Yeah.
And he's reloading when half his mag is empty and stuff like that, saving it, you know, because he only has 20 BBs per mag.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool to see. He had the whole Vietnam War get up and everything like that too as well. He's over in a different country. So I think it was Belgium, actually.
Oh, okay.
So they have all the cool airsoft shit in the EU. They do.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They have all the cool shit. I know, I saw the video where Novrich basically turned a paintball gun into an airsoft gun, basically. And he had a whole hopper full of BBs, and he flew out a pro paintballer to play, and he was just going, just smacking everybody. And it was like, kind of looks like me if I were to be sponsored by Novrich or something like that.
Oh, shit.
It kind of be, that looks like me. Like, I would get something like that just for the hell of it and bring it to an open play game to see what people with reactions would be.
Well, when I first started talking to people, I would always ask him, like, I was always confused why when they switched, you know, when I saw airsoft, like, why didn't paintball was already around. Paintball was already a thing.
Yeah.
Paintball was already like, we already have this system in place, this air propelled system, right? Like,
right.
Why are you changing it? All you got to do is change what is shooting out of it. Like, just keep the same kind of, like, why didn't they just port that over?
And it's the same game, you know? I mean, it has to be separate, obviously, because it's not paintball. You don't want pellets, obviously, being shot at you while you're trying to play a paintball game. But, you know, similar.
But I mean, like, why didn't they just, because the AEGs were, like, so complicated and breaking, and people have problems with their fucking bucking and their gears, and their, I'm like, what? Why did they make, what happened? Like, why don't they just make the paintball gun into an airsoft gun? Like, I don't get it. But
that's where Monk Customs and Polar Star or Wolverine come in, you know?
Yeah, right.
So all those guys, like, I seen Jeremy's tournament build. It feels like a paintball marker. It looks and feels like one. He has that ESG grip with the tank in it. I'm like, this is something I would do. But the way I'm going to build my SSG, because I want to build that into a tournament monster, I'll get air tag parts, but I'm not going to put an ESG into it. I'll just run a line, you know, I'll just run the line and I'll just have the drop stock, you know, because I've seen the videos on installing the ESG. You have to have the 7.5-inch wiring harness. You have to finagle stuff. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I already do that with my paintball guns. I already finagle stuff. I don't want to do that. I'll just keep the 18-inch wiring harness, and I'll just keep the drop stock on my SSG-1.
Yeah.
Put an F2 or something in it, you know, or a fusion engine, so I don't have to get the gearbox. I'll just build it around that, really.
Hell yeah. Damn, dude. That's cool. So you're putting, so now are you putting more time into airsoft now than you are?
Yeah, I played paintball last week, but it's like, I spent so much money, it's like not even fun at that point. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, yeah, paintball is cool. I get to spam the trigger, I get to play speedball, you know, or I get to play MagFed, but it's like, I'm really paying $78 for two bags of 500? Are you kidding me? I'd pay $78 for a whole box of paint at Badlands or whatever other park.
Yeah.
And it's like, why am I paying $78 for two bags?
Huh.
I get, literally, this one bottle of BBs cost me $30.
Yep.
It's 3,000 in there. And I bring them to PBX, to Airsoft, and I only pay the entry fee. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, no shit. Now, do you have so what are your plans for your airsoft guns? You said you're going to build a tournament style.
Tournament style, yeah, but it's going to be a little different. I'm not going to get an ESG. I'm just going to keep the drop stock and this stock pistol grip, you know.
Now, is there a airsoft gun that you would like to have that you don't have yet?
So I have the SSG-1. I had a VFC Avalon. The one I really want, The Atom.
What's that?
The Atom is a European marker. It looks like a ESG build.
Yeah.
But it comes like it's a speed soft gun. It's a tournament marker.
Is that the one that
the Atom? Yeah. I forgot who makes it. Let me look it up real quick.
Yeah,
Atom airsoft gun. It's the Pro-Tech.
Okay.
AirTech sells the Pro-Tech Atom. They have the Gen 3 on pre-order right now.
Is that it right there? Okay, so I mean, it looks like a pistol with
yeah,
a longer barrel.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
I'm looking at it on my phone right now, but I have typed in. It's basically, it looks like an SSG-1. With the ESG on it. That's all it looks like, really.
Right.
Yep, that's the one. That's the one. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want to get that, really. That's the one I'd really get that I don't have right now.
Yeah.
You do have to put the Polar Star in it. You do have to finagle wires through it. But I think there's a spot already on the Gen 3 where you have a window that shows your FCU. Kind of like on a paintball marker with the LCD screen. It shows your setting. You have that with the Pro-Tech Atom.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that. If I really wanted to. And that's the nice thing about it.
Yeah, it's such a cool looking basic setup.
Mm-hmm. And it's like,
it's way lighter.
Expensive. Yeah, and it's expensive too. It's like $800 without the F2, $1,200 if you get the F2 with it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And they come in a nice case, like a paintball marker too, so.
Yeah, man.
When I was first looking at airsoft, when I was only playing paintball, I'm like, oh, is there anything like a paintball gun out there? Right. Like, it would be so cool if they had something. And then lo and behold, I see one. I get the one guy from France following me. He's on Alpha Team France. His name is Zeke, right? And he has a Atom, and he has a ESG build or Eurotactics build and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's playing on the airball field just like in paintball. I'm like, oh, that's what the hell? I didn't know that there was this part of airsoft out there.
Right.
It looks like they're playing paintball, but they're playing with magazine fed air, like BB guns and so airsoft guns. You know? I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. Maybe I should try it. But then I look at the price of that. I'm like, no, thank you. I'll just stick with paintball. And it's just that's back before I got into airsoft. I'm like, oh, man, that's a lot.
Right.
But now that I think about it, that's most new paintball markers are on the $500 to $1,000 range these days. Damn. So $800 is not that bad, you know?
Dude, let me tell you something. The first time I ever played airsoft, or not airsoft, paintball, buddies from work were like, hey, you got to try this out. This is a cool thing, whatever we're doing. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right. So I didn't have a gun, didn't know where to get one. I stopped on the way to go to the guy's house.
Right.
We played in, you know, his grandparents' 11 acres of woods or whatever. Right. And on the way there, I can't remember what store I stopped at. It might have been a Walmart type of store, whatever. Mm-hmm. Went in there.
Like a big box store, basically.
It was a big box store. And I picked up the cheapest one I could get. And I was like, well, it'll be fine. Picked up whatever I need. I needed to get everything. I had to buy a tank, a little thing, you know, whatever. Actually, this one didn't have a tank. It had CO2.
CO2, yep.
Mm-hmm. CO2 cartridges. So I bought the box of that, bought the gun. So I get to the field, you know, I get to the guy's house, and there's like 15 of us from work, and it's still in the plastic. So I pull it open. These guys are laughing. They're like, bro, that's a pump. I was like, so? What's the big deal? They're like, you have to pump it every time you want to shoot a paintball. I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking it's going to be easy. Like, just,
you know, like pump is difficult. I've played pump before.
It was it looked kind of like that gun we just looked up. Okay.
Well, with a pump hand on it.
It had a foregrip on it, and it was all flimsy as shit. Cause this thing was cheap as fuck. Right. Flimsy as hell. So I go to pump. It doesn't, like, you know.
It's a Brass Eagle pistol. I know which one you're talking about. The Brass Eagle
pistol.
It was
bad.
Yep. It was so bad. Which one you're talking about.
I mean, I'm breaking balls inside there because I don't pump it right, you know, like all the way or some shit. Ew. I'm like, Jesus, bro. But that was my first time playing. Then I got a Tippmann 98. And
those things are bulletproof.
Dude, fucking
great. There was one survived the fire. Actually, not going to lie. So there was a 98 custom in a house that caught on fire, and they found this paintball gun unscathed in a fucking fire. Yeah.
Holy shit.
It was just literally some burn marks on the metal. That's it. It was just wipe it off. I still have, whatchamacallit, shit. I have my old school mask. You probably recognize it. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's check it out.
There it is.
There you go.
JT Pro Flex. Yep.
That's just what I had. Mine was black and green. Mine was black and green. Yep.
Mine is the whole. That's a $250 build right there. They're so worth so much money now, dude.
Jesus. What?
Yeah. I literally got appraisal for that guy. That was I'm like, how much do you appraise for my blue creamsicle build? And they're like, oh, $175 to $200 if you sell all together. But you can get more if you part it out. And the guy gave me the breakdown. So my bottoms, just the skirt alone, the orange and white skirt, is going for $150 if I part out. I'm like, that's like, yeah, I got a whole bunch of parts on there. I got IZ parts. I got key parts. I got everything on there. It's all
crazy. Okay.
No new parts in that. And original foam on the mask, too, on the frames. Original foam. Yeah, so that's the original foam that came with the goggle is still on there.
Holy shit. Mm-hmm. I got to check in one of these closets or in the shed. I think we have – my son got a – when he got into paintball, he got a Spider.
Oh, Spider Spider Extra or Spider Victor, a Phoenix.
Damn, I don't know, dude.
Electronic or was it just mechanical?
Mechanical.
Okay, it's probably an Extra or a Victor.
It was
Victor,
early on. Like that. This was 16 years ago?
Probably an extra.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I still have my Tippmann 98. And then when we moved here to South Carolina, we actually looked for a place where we could go play paintball.
Right.
We never ended up finding one. And we never went and played. So I'm sure there's paintball places around here. I haven't looked since then, but
somewhere.
You know, it's.
Because most parks host airsoft as well as paintball. So you got to find.
Right.
Paintball and airsoft.
Yeah, so. There's like Battle Cats. There's there's a handful of fields around here that these guys have gone to when they started airsofting. I'm sure they do, you know, paintballs close by or something. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, we had those. We probably still have them somewhere in a case.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Yep. That's funny. Hell yeah, dude. So are you, so when's the next time you're playing?
Oh, I'm playing this weekend actually on Sunday. That's why I went to the Mirror and I got my BBs and extra battery and stuff like that.
Nice. Okay. Good deal. Well, dude, it's been great meeting you, man.
I'm really glad
we got to talk. Hell yeah. Well, tell everybody where they can find you online and find
out. Instagram. Bits. Yeah, it is on Instagram, at @carbon_compound. You know, that's where it is. That's where you see all the saucy photos, all the airsoft photos that are taken of me by the local photographer at the park.
Nice.
See my photography on there, you know.
For sure.
Occasionally my journeys into sobriety that I don't really post that type of stuff, but I had to, you know, I had to really be like, hey, this is actually something I struggled with, you know?
Yeah, man, of course. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I know people say like, if you have an Instagram for airsoft, just have it for, you know, airsoft.
I know, I do it for all of it. I have a mix of stuff and that's why I'm at like almost 5K right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. You got, you know, a lot of different cool stuff going on with it doesn't have to just be airsoft stuff, you know.
No, it can be paintball, airsoft, bikes, whatever it is.
Right. Whatever you're into, man. Well, that's cool. Well, listen, brother, I appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
And you have a good weekend.
I will. Thank you.
All right. All right, see ya.